My name is Daniel Britton. I'm a graphic designer from Kent, and I designed the dyslexic font, which simulates and recreates the feeling of reading with dyslexia. I'm 26 years old, and as I said, I'm from Kent, from a little village called Hartley. I was diagnosed when I was in year four as being partially dyslexic. They knew something was wrong, but they couldn't figure out what it was, so they sort of gave me this sort of half of a label of something, which wasn't really helpful because I never received the help that I needed to have. So basically, I always went through school with a sort of teacher's pardon, but I was never given proper help, which in turn meant that I failed almost all of my exams through school. I failed, I think the 11 plus was the early one in primary school, and then I went on to other exams in secondary school and failed all of those, and it came to GCSE level, and then I failed everything in that. Other than science and graphic design, which I achieved an A star in. My graphics tutor in the last year of school, she spent an incredible amount of time with me because she could see me struggling and making sure I had the right assessment. So basically, the typeface that I've designed is designed to recreate the feeling of reading with dyslexia. So before this typeface came around, there was nothing to convey the message. No one really understood what you were getting at. So this typeface come in, and now what this typeface has done is slow the reading time of a non-dyslexic speed of a dyslexic, and in turn recreating the feeling of reading with the embarrassment, and you slow, you know, all of these emotions then come into reading. Effort, frustration, you know, try and put yourself in a world of a dyslexic with that typeface, and then you'll quickly realize how frustrating it is to be a dyslexic in a non-dyslexic world.